السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة، وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، سأخبركم أول أمر دعوة إبراهيم وبشارة عيسى عليه السلام ورؤيا أمي التي رأت حين وضعتني أنه خرج نور أضاءت لها منه قصور الشام، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, the holy month of Rabi'ul Awwal started from today. Today was the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, and this is the blessed month in which our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidul Kaunain, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Khatimul Nabiyyin, Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was born in Makkah Mukarrama. It was the Amul Fil, the year of elephant, because in those days there was no calendar like in today's time. So the year Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born was called Amul Fil, the year of elephant, because of that incident Abraha brought his army with elephant to destroy Kaabatullah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected by Ababil, the small little birds. It was a Monday and time was Subah Sadiq, early morning. And in that year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every child was born in Makkah Mukarrama was a boy. There was no girl born in that year out of the respect of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the time frame between Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was about 1700 years. After 1700 years of Musa alayhi salam's demise, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born. And the time frame from Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was approximate 569 years. He was born in 571 CE, according to the historians, Wallahu Alam. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world, he came as the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khatimun Nabiyyin, meaning the seal of the prophethood. After our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one will come and claim that he is a messenger or prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anyone claims, he is a liar, he is a false prophet. Like so many came and they claim, and finally the Dajjal will come and he will also claim. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this dunya as the Khatimun Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophethood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down as a mercy for the whole of worlds, not only for the human being, but whole of the world. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned with regard to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except as a giver of glad tidings and the warner to all of mankind. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Ya ayyuhan nas, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya yunnas inni Rasulullah ilaykum jami'an." O people, I am your prophet, your messenger, all of you, totally, till the Yawmul Qiyamah. Prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or ba'asat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi and Rasul used to come to the particular area, to the particular people and tribe and nations for the particular time period. And after that time is over, the Prophet used to die and then next Prophet used to come with different Sharia. So all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. For example, Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi. We have sent down Nuh alayhi salam as a prophet to his qawm. Qawm is just the nation, particular tribe or particular area. It's not for the whole of mankind. The address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran indicates that all the prophets came from Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam. They were not eternal prophet or messenger. They were not for everyone, for every person, or for whole of mankind. And that is why they all address to their qawm, their nation, their people of his time. Nuh alayhi salam said, Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi. Wa ila adin akhahum Huda. Hadat Hud alayhi salam was sent down only to the people of Ad. Wa ila thamuda akhahum Saliha. Hadat Salih alayhi salam was sent down as a prophet just for the people Thamud. Wa ila madyana akhahum Shu'aib. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent down to the people of Madian, Madain. To Musa alayhi salam, one of the Ulul Azm and steadfast prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses him, Idhab ila Fir'auna innahu taga. O Musa alayhi salam, you must go to Fir'aun individually, to the Fir'aun and to the Bani Israel. You are assigned as a prophet and messenger to only Bani Israel and to the Fir'aun especially. For Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed, wa isqala Isa ibn Maryama ya Bani Israel. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said and addressed to his Bani Israel, the Jewish, that O people, O Bani Israel, inni rasulullahi rasulah minhum, inni rasulullahi ilaykum. I have been sent down as a messenger to you people only, to the people of Jerusalem, to the people of Palestine. Musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrah. And I am approving the divine scripture was revealed to previous prophet Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in form of Torah. I am not preaching differently or anything else, but I am just following the commandments of the Old Testament, the Torah. I am Musaddiq. I'm approving the message of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in the Torah. And on top of that, wa mubashiram, I came in this dunya to give you glad tidings, be rasulin, for a rasul and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya'ti min ba'di, who will come down after me, after my taken away to the heaven. And ismuhu Ahmad. So precisely, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in the Holy Quran, prior to the birth of Rasulullah, more than 500 years of gap between Isa alayhi salam and Musa, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But he is mentioning his name too, Ismuhu Ahmad. His name will be Ahmad. So the real name or actual name of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is Ahmad and Muhammad. Two are the actual name, and all other names, 99 names, are attribute names, sifati names. But these two are his physical name. Ahmad was given by maternal, by his mom, Hazrat Amina, radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Muhammad was given by his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. So he was called Ahmad and Muhammad. So in this ayah, in Surah Al-Saf, Hazrat Isa al-Islam is declaring, informing, giving the glad tidings that Nabi, the Rasul, will come after me and his name will be Ahmad. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, "Sa'ukhbirukum awwala amri." I'm informing you about my beginning. Da'watu Ibrahim, because Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua when he built the Holy Kaaba. Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasula minhum yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimul kitaba wal hikmah. So when he completed the building of Kaabatullah, he and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, his beloved son, raised the hand and said, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. O Allah, accept our broken effort, our little bit effort. I built a house for your worship. Accept it, our effort, and make it means of hidayat for whole of mankind. And then he made dua, Rabbana wa'ath fihim rasula minhum. O Allah, grant them a prophet and rasul and messenger amongst themselves. That's why all the prophets came from Bani Israel, from the children of Israel, children of Yaqub alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. Remember, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam had two sons. The first one was Ismail alayhi salam from Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, who settled down in Makkah Mukarramah in Saudi Arabia. Second son was born later on by Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam, the first wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. And his name was Ishaq alayhi salam. And from Ishaq alayhi salam, his son was Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, also prophet. And from Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, also was prophet. And all the prophet came after him, Musa alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Zakaria alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. All these prophets came from the progeny of Hazrat Ishaq and Yaqub alayhi salam. And the nickname of Hazrat Yaqub was Israel. That's why all these children, all this progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam was called Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the children of Israel, Yaqub alayhi salam. And that was their title. So all the prophets, about approximately more than 1,000 prophets came from the 4,000, according to one rewire. All these prophets came in that peninsula, Palestine, Egypt, in that area, Canaan, Madian, etc. None of them came from Bani Ismail. Bani Ismail, Hazrat Ismail, salam, the first elder son of Hazrat Ibrahim, salam. There is no prophet from Ismail, salam, all the way to our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But his progeny was in Makkah Mukarramah. Hazrat Ismail salam's children, his children, grandchildren, grandchildren, they're all Quraysh and Banu Hashim. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down his final messenger, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the elder son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is called Ismail, and the children of Ismail is Bani Ismail. The children of Ismail is called Bani Ismail. They were the Bani Israel, and this is Bani Ismail. So only one prophet came, and that is the final Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadiths that awwal amri da'watu Ibrahim, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, my grandfather, made dua for me, wa bisharatu Isa alayhi salam, and I'm glad tiding of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam was the last and final messenger of Bani Israel. From the progeny of Bani Israel, last and final messenger was Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Then no one came after that. Then he switched to Bani Ismail, and finally our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. And then he said, Waru ya ummi allati ra'at hina wada'atni, and when my beloved mom, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, given birth to me, before that she saw the dream. And in the dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown him the noor. And the noor was so brightened. And the noor came out from herself. And it is so bright that it illuminated the surrounding all the way from Makkah Mukarramah to Sham, to Syria. And the palaces of the Syria was brightened. And he was seen to Hazrat Amina. And that was a miracle. And she knew that this my child, this my son is born, is extraordinary. Because since Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha consumed our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from her husband Hazrat Abdullah, and Abdullah passed away prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's why he was born as a yatim and orphan. So she used to say that I never had any pain of pregnancy. All these 9 months, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the womb of Hazrat Amina. But normally, generally, a pregnant woman have so many pain, anxiety, you know, physical problems, mental problems, emotional problems she goes through in pregnancy. But Hazrat Amina said, I never had any problem. I never experienced. And the time of labor to give the birth to a child is a life-threatening moment, because it is so painful, it's so severe, that even there are so many women die by giving birth to a child. It is like unbearable pain. But that Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I never experienced any kind of pain by giving birth to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And very easily he came out from the womb of mother. And he was, you know, when a child, newborn baby, born, is full of, you know, blemishes and blood and what, from this type of the, you know, womb of the mother. And the nurse cleans it up, then wash it up, then give it to the mother after washing. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born clean. No blemish, no blood, no nothing on the body. Clean body. And he was maktoon. And the male child, we had to do the khatna later on, yani circumcised. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born circumcised. This was one of the miracles. No one has to touch his private part. He was already, you know, done circumcised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is miracle. And Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha said, when I gave birth to Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my whole room was illuminated with a different kind of nur. And my roof of the house was broken, and one cloud came inside, and I heard the voice saying, take him and tour him to the whole world, east and west, so people can see him and remember his name. So Jibreel Islam came down and took him, you know, all over the world, and it was brightened all over. And from the Makkah Mukarrama, from her house, Hazrat Amina said, I have seen the palaces of the Sham in Syria and the Iran. And the fire was burning for 1,000 years in Iran, was distinguished that particular night. So there are so many miracles took place at the time of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brothers and sisters, the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is permanent, is perfected, because in the Hajjatul Wada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat in the Holy Quran, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Islam Deena, that today I have completed, today I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor and mercy upon you and have chosen Islam as your religion. So now there is no alteration, there is no deduction will take place in the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Before, the Sharia used to change, like Sharia of Musa alayhi salam was different than Sharia of Isa alayhi salam, for example. But the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam will continue as it is, without any change, till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. The divine scriptures and books used to reveal upon the Prophet previously used to be altered and used to be expired after a certain period, because the responsibility of preserving and protecting all other divine scriptures, whether it is Suhuf Ibrahim or Torah or Injil or Zabur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to the people, to the Ummah, to the Qawm. This is the divine scripture and you are responsible to make amal on it, practice according to it and protect it. But the people used to alter, people used to change, people used to, you know, do the so many things from the divine scriptures. That's why the Torah, which is the original Torah, was revealed upon Musa alayhi salam, is no more in existence anywhere in the world. Likewise, the Injil, the New Testament, was not in it is real form in anywhere in any library of this world, because Saint Paul, who was Jewish, and he claimed that Isa alayhi salam came in my dream and he inspired me to write it down, and he wrote the Injil, he wrote the Bible or Gospel or whatever you name it. And after that, there are so many people, you know, pastors and saints have written different kind of Bibles in the market. That's why there are so many different kind of Bibles. You will find they are in contradict to each other. If you read one Bible, read another Bible, there are too many differences in between them. So it is man-made scriptures. It's no more divine scriptures. As for the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility upon himself by revealing this word in the Holy Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. We have revealed this holy book, the Holy Quran, and we are responsible to protect it, preserve it till the Yawmul Qiyamah. That's why you go anywhere in the world, any masjid, small or big, in the small remote area, you find the Holy Quran the same as it is in the Makkah Mukarramah or Madina Munawwara. You won't find any ayah, any word has changed or altered from the Holy Quran, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1500 years approximately passed until today. It is the same Holy Quran which was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spoken by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and preserved by Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, and continued up till today. Inshallah, it will continue till the Yawm al Qiyamah. No one will be able to change it. That is a challenge. So the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is eternal. The divine script, the Holy Quran, is the eternal. And Nubuwat and Risalat of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also eternal. There is no changing is going to take place whatsoever up till the Yawm al Qiyamah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The close meaning is, we have not sent you but as a mercy for the whole, all the worlds. Because mercy has some defaults, have some, you know, destruction in it. For example, water is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have made through the water every living thing. If there is no water, we cannot survive. Water is a great rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, same water can be the means of destruction, as it happened in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. After preaching 950 years continuously, eventually he gave up, he raised his hand and made dua, Allah cursed them, destroyed them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used same water, which was the means of rahmah and blessing, into the zahmat and destruction. And the flood came and all the people were drowned. Similarly, Fir'aun with his own army was drowned into the ocean. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used same water as a rahmat also and as the zahmat also. Likewise, the air, the wind, is very great bounty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without oxygen, no one can survive for a minute. If there is no oxygen in the world, in this planet, we cannot survive. It is so, so important for our life. But same rahmah can be a means of destruction. When Qawm Aad did not obey Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them the azab in the form of wind. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. And as for the Aad, the Qawm Aad, the nation of Aad, and they were so bodybuilders, very strong. They used to build the houses into the mountains. And they used to claim No one is like us. No one is like us. We are the strongest people on the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their disobedience and rebellions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon them a screaming, violent wind, 7 days, eight nights, continuously. And they were all destroyed like a palm tree. The big, big builders, they were on the floor, flat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use the rahmah to the zahmat also, to the destruction, form of destruction. Same tool. Likewise, the fire is very useful. With the fire, we cook our food and so many benefits of the fire. We need the fire, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use it. You know, this fire can be a means of destruction, as the Namrud threw Hazrat Ibrahim into the huge fire. And Ashabi Ukhdud, one of the nation who believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the king was mushrik and kafir, as a punishment, he threw all of them into the valley, in the valley of fire. Ashabi Ukhdud is Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the whole incident of Ashabi Ukhdud. So, same fire can be a useful, profitable, and the same fire can be harmful and dangerous, right? So I counted bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which can be used for the benefit and from the harm. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala claimed with regard to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you down but only as a mercy and mercy and mercy, nothing else. So there is no destruction or there is no harm in the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was for each and everyone. Even for the kuffar, even for the non-believers, even for the rebellious, even for the atheists, even for the, you know, nabatat, jamadat, haywanat, you know, for the tuyur, for the birds, for the animals, for the, you know, for the fishes in the oceans, everywhere you find whatever is in existence and beneficial, it is the solely the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an envelope and encompass entire world and whatever it contains. So we are the fortunate people who are born in the time and era where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our prophet, is our messenger, and we proudly say our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to whom we follow, is the rahmatul lil alameen in the true sense. May Allah give us tawfiq to obey the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way shown by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers, in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that kullu ummati yadkhulun al-jannata illa man aba. Qila wa man ya'aba. Qila man ata'ani dakhala al-jannata wa man asani faqad aba. Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every ummati of mine, every follower of mine, every believer will finally enter into the Jannah. Even some Muslims to go to the hellfire to purify themselves for the sins they have committed. But finally, eventually, because of the iman, because of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will bring out from the hellfire, will be get entry into the paradise forever. So every ummati, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who is true believer of me, he will enter into Jannah, except that who reject. Illa man aba. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu were amazed. They were worried, concerned. They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can disobey you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified, man ata'ani dakhal al Jannah, wa man asani faqad aba. Those who follow me, my guidance, my way of life, definitely, certainly, they will enter into paradise. And those who go astray, who do not follow my guidance, who do not follow my sharia, who do not follow me as a role model, they will go to the hell. May Allah save all of us. So a main thing, my brothers and sisters, is the ita'at and obedience of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect, in every avenue, in every form of our life. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.